Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, a great friend to KRDO, somebody we love working with, Diane Baggs, Strive Physical Therapy. She's the owner of the company, the CEO to be precise, and an award-winning operation, second year in a row for Inc. 5000's fastest growing private companies in America, voted best of the Springs from her patients, and voted best workplaces from her team. None of those awards terribly easy to attain. Diane, welcome back to KRDO's Business Connection. Let's give kind of a little refresher and reintroduce yourself.
Hey, thanks so much, Ted. I really appreciate the accolades there. Yeah, we are Strive Physical Therapy. We have four convenient locations here in Colorado Springs. We see all ages, patients from little infants all the way up to in the 90s. I think we have a patient right now in their upper 90s. Helping patients open, like I said, 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, to help meet your needs.
And, yeah, all four locations open 7 to 7, which is a wonderful thing. So you're lowering the barriers. You're encouraging people to come and see you. And one of the important things that I don't think a lot of people know, physical therapy is for everyone. And you don't always need a referral. And you do deal with insurance companies. Talk about the no referral sort of process.
Yeah, I mean, some insurance companies require that we have a referral, and some insurance companies don't require it for you to see physical therapy. If your insurance company requests that you have a referral, we work very closely with providers in town to get those referrals for you. So we can help you skip a step if need be. We also see a lot of patients cash pay that want to come see us and may not have insurance. So we work on both sides of the fence there.
Which is a wonderful thing. Again, it's all about dropping barriers and getting people of all ages comfortable with the idea of it is okay to approach a physical therapy clinic like Strive. And you will even accept walk-ins on occasion.
Yeah, if you're having pain and you need help right away, yeah, show up at one of the clinics and they will work you in and work with you in regards to what is needed to get you started in a timely manner.
Now, as always, we are dealing with COVID, and we should talk a little bit about what the experience is like for patients coming in to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, COVID has put a little restraints on us in regards to care, but we are following the CDC and doing social distancing with patients. We do require that you wear a mask when you come in. We want to keep everybody safe during this time frame. And we also, if you don't have a mask or a gaiter, we have those available for you, so we make you feel comfortable in whatever you want to wear.
Which is important, and that's being comfortable and relaxed when you get to your physical therapy appointment. It helps make it work so, so much better. And I love the idea that you are in four locations, so you've got all of the bases covered. So let's talk a little bit about exactly where we can find you.
Yeah, so we have a location down in Fountain. In fact, in Fountain, we are expanding right now because of such the needs down there. So you'll be seeing a new, bigger location here very soon that will be opening up. And then we are up off of Stetson Hills and Powers on the northeast side of town. And that location, like I said, once again, it's open 7 to 7, and we have a pretty large facility there and able to see all types of patients at that location. We are at Village 7 and Academy, and that location has been a very busy location also through this COVID timeframe. And then we are up off of Delmonico, off of in the Rock Rimmon area.
Are you dealing with people kind of being a little reluctant to get something checked out because they have a fear of going to medical or healthcare clinics at this point in time? And how do you help people overcome that?
Yeah, I mean, we do offer, consultation on the phone if they are in question of coming in. Give them the information. We definitely screen every single patient that's coming in. If they have any kind of symptoms or anything, we've asked them not to come in, or if they've been exposed. So we definitely have a very safe zone to work with. And so we just let those patients know that, you know, we're taking those precautions, and it is very safe to come in. And I think that puts their mind at ease and helps them make an educated decision for themselves of what they would like to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't want people to wait. So talk a little bit about what signals somebody should be listening to if their body's trying to tell them that it wants a little extra help.
Yeah, we see all the time patients come in and they say, oh, I wish I would have come in sooner. I knew that I was hurting, and if I would have just gotten going sooner. I think listening to your body and seeing what's going on, don't wait. Let's get it addressed right away. Like you said, if you have questions, you can just even call in and ask to consult with a therapist and see if we could get you in for a free consultation. We do free consultations every single day just to give you an idea of what's going on and how we can help.
Yeah, and again, dropping those barriers, taking away all of the reasons for anybody to be apprehensive at all for reaching out and contacting you or coming to see you at any of the four locations that you have. So what is the best way for me to engage if I am a prospective patient and I want to come and see you?
You know, I think you can either drop in, which is always very easy. But if you go on to our website at strivept.net, you have all kinds of information there of how to contact us. You can even request a visit online right there, and we will get the message right away that you're looking to get in. So you can either call or email us via our website.
Sue, again, making things very, very easy. You're listening to the voice of the wonderful Diane Baggs, owner of Strive Physical Therapy, expanding to be bigger, better, and serve more of you in the Fountain area, and then three other locations around town besides that. Diane, how long has Strive been in existence?
Strive is right now at little over 5.5 years old. We all had our 6th birthday in November that we came into Colorado Springs.
Another wonderful thing. And then, you know, just not sitting still in those 5 years, to have four operations, you're expanding one of them, is huge in that short period of time. And these awards that you've won, I want to just kind of tick that list off again. Second year you've received Inc's 5,000 fastest growing private companies in the country, and then voted best of the Springs by your patients in 2020, and voted best workplaces by your team. All of those things speak volumes about your heart, your soul for your patients, and making sure that they're well, safe, and happy, that the experience is always good. Physical therapy for all ages, sort of the theme of today. And again, Diane, let's give contact information one more time, and just a quick rundown of where your locations are.
We have in Fountain, We have a location on Stetson Hills and Powers. We have a location off of Delmonico in the Rock Rimmon area, and then Village 7 off Academy and Village 7 Road.
And there it is. And the best way to engage, the easiest way, is to hit the website at strivept.net. That's strivept.net. As always, Diane, a real treat to talk to you. I'm looking forward to the next conversation. In the meantime, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection.